Hi, this is Jerry Gaffney with Lesson 67 of the Irish Guitar Podcast. I'm here with my esteemed guitar teacher, Tony O'Rourke. Tony, can you tell us about this week's offering?
Okay, this week we're going to have a look at a polka, as we did last week, and the name of this tune is called Nell Fees. It's a delightful three-part polka. I learned from the playing of New York button accordionist Patty Furlong. She plays mostly a C-sharp D accordion, although occasionally she plays the more common B-C system, and was for a time a member of the highly acclaimed group Cherish the Ladies, and needless to say, she's very highly regarded amongst her peers. Now, I said it was a 48-bar polka. 48-bar polkas are not that common in Irish music and are not used much for sets, and I consulted our very own Marie Browder here in Melbourne about this. Marie's the number one person on the set dancing scene here, and she could only find one dance that was of 48 bars duration, and she told me that this is the first figure of the Kilkenny set. And in set dancing terms, 48 bars is very, very short. However, there were a number of 96-bar figures. One example is the Ballyvaughney reel set, and I got no idea why, but the Ballyvaughney reel set uses polkas, not reels. And maybe it's the water down in that neck of the woods, I don't know. Anyway, the second, third, and fifth figures are of 96 bars duration, and therefore this tune would be ideal because 48 bars played twice gives you 96. And when you hear me talking about this, you probably think I know an awful lot about set dancing, but I know absolutely nothing about it, and I got all that information from Marie Browder. Of course, the standard 32-bar polka, played three times through, also gives a total of 96 bars. And because of the rarity of 48-bar polkas in existence, this is what is commonly played. Anyway, at least you now have the option of using a 48-bar polka. You should refer back to the picking directions page in Book 1 for guidance on the correct picking directions for playing polkas. And it is imperative that you get your picking right. Your picking is your rhythm. If you get it wrong, your rhythm will be wrong. The lowest note is the open D string and the highest is the F sharp on the first string, so the tune is fairly compact. You can play the whole tune in open position. In the first part, I've notated the B notes as being on the open second string, but you can play them on the fourth fret of the third string if you find it easier to pick. Contrary to popular opinion, part of the art of playing guitar is finding the easiest way of doing things. In the accompaniment, there's a really great example here of how one well-chosen chord can make a big difference to the tune. And that chord can be found in the second bar of the third part of the tune. It's a B minor chord. You could just as easily use a D chord, but the B minor adds a wonderful melancholic tone to the tune. I must add here that I got that idea from listening to Patty's recording. It wasn't my own idea. Now, the chords of this tune are D, G, E minor, A, and of course the B minor.
And as usual, Tony, we'll have a slow rendition followed by one at a normal pace. And again, to remind listeners that sheet music and notes can be found in the booklet accompanying this set of lessons. That's Book 4, which you can purchase and download at www.irishguitarpod.com for $9. And see you next week.
See you next week, Jerry.